Little time remains, brethren. How many of you will be here at 7 a.m. tomorrow?
I want to thank Dr. Legume for that, and I also want to thank Reverend Felatio.
What about Bob?
Oh, of course I want to thank Bob.
Yeah, what about Bob? Bob, 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 Bob,
Bob, Bob, Bob, Bob, Bob, Bob, legends.
Yeah!
Fuck you,
Bob, Bob,
I know I fuck Bob just about every night. But anyway, what I wanted to say is, Reverend Felatio is on the right track. We do. We need to legalize murder, and we need to promote murder in every way that we can. But wait a second. I have one thing to say. We are ignoring one of the most prevalent methods already available for removing pigs from this world. It is... Hold on. No. It is...
Bob!
Doctor-assisted suicide.
It, let me guess.
Bob!
Shower head filled with needles.
I guess I don't even have to rant. You guys can do it for me. What I wanted to say, all we need to do is start shamelessly promoting abortion. We should advocate it and promote it. It should be mandatory for humans.
Yeah.
It should be required. We, maybe we could, if we can't make it mandatory, maybe we could start a promotional. For every first trip to the denatal clinic, you get a certificate and you get a coupon for a big, fat, juicy baby burger. And we all know that the subgenuses out there wouldn't ever even need to do that. Because whenever, that's right, whenever... Whenever we do rule the world and all the pigs are a long forgotten memory and overpopulation does become a problem for us, we will have the sense to eat our young.
Non-surgical vasectomy.
That's all I wanted to say.
Non-surgical vasectomy. Do it on ghosts.
It's strange. Yes, abortion mandatory. Retroactive to person 65 and under.
80 and under.
85. But take note of the time, ladies and gentlemen. Take note of the time. It is 1:30 a.m. It is no longer July 5th. You will all be packing up your homely little campsites, packing all your crap back into your conspiracy-built automobiles, heading home to your conspiracy job so you can pay your conspiracy landlord your hard-earned money, so you can sit around on your fat ass and watch the X-Files on Sunday nights. That's just fine. What are you going to do when you get home? Is the party over? Do I need you to remind you of one very important thing? Today is July 6th. It is the last July 6th. July 7th, and it'll be the last July
7th. Yeah,
so you got that X day calendar at home. Just rip off those last 5 months. You don't need them. The party need not end, for it is the last, truly the end times. Every minute is the last minute. Every second is the last second of the rest of your life. So if you're going to talk about murdering pinks, don't say a word about it. Just pick up that gun and put it to his head. Pull the trigger. It's easy.
Yeah.
Don't talk shit. Do shit.
Kill the pigs.
Start today. Kill them all.
I'll have a volunteer step right up.
Bob.
But every day, every second's the last one. Don't ever forget it. Oh. And it's a joke they won't believe in until it's too late. And next year on July 5th, when I'm walking up that ramp to that escape vessels, I'm going to turn around with, well, almost a tear in my eye to see the pile of pink skulls piled up at the face of the American flag, put my hand on my heart and say, America, I'm going to miss it.
Yeah!
Yeah! Amen, brothers and sisters. Good night.
QPM. I just want to say something. I know each and every one of you have seen somebody on the stage that you felt was boring, and I just want, if any of you think that anything I say is boring, I want you to come up here and rip my head off. All right. Yeah, if you don't know what a pink is, all right, this is what a pink is, all right? They telling you how to kill a pink? Well, fucking kill me, all right? If you're confused, kill the nearest person, all right?
Kill them!
Yeah, they're telling you every second, last second, the saucers are coming into your eyeballs, man. I mean, the floorboards are coming alive with Bob Dobbs, all right? All right, you want to kill Bob? Yeah, fucking kill the hell! I'm gonna die this last prayer last minute, and just before I die, I just wanna tell you about snurgs, ladies and gentlemen. There's little snurgs and they live in the ground. They're kind of slimy and they got a lot of eyeballs, and sometimes you can see them attached up to somebody's face. And you know, if you see something that's invisible, kill it! If you can't see it, kill it. If it moves, kill it. All right, praise it, and then fuck it, and then pee on it, and then eat its lips off, and then walk your own lips down off of your face onto the ground, and eat a snurg while you're eating your own lips, while your lips are climbing around on top of a snurg, which is growing flowers and leaves all over the floor, which are melting into your own soul, even though your soul was disintegrated by snurgs.
If your
snurg falls off, just, you know, pick it up and put it back on, you know. If your face falls off on the floor, just, you know, rip a poster off the wall and super glue it to your eyeballs, you know. That's all you gotta do, man. I mean, people are trying to bring you down all the time just cause you ain't got any eyeballs, even though you can't talk at all, because, you know, somebody glued a metal mask to your face, and you're trying to walk around talking to yourself, but you can't even talk to yourself because your ears have been ripped off. Then, you know, just listen to Bob. That's all you gotta do.
You know,
listen to Bob. If they rip your eyes off, see Bob. If they rip your lips off, walk your lips down to Bob's neighborhood and buy some soda, man, because that's all you gotta do. I mean, I'll get depressed sometimes, you know, when the snurgs are walking in my cereal, you know. I was trying to eat some cereal today, and this bitch came up to me and told me there was walking zombie bits in my cereal, and I couldn't even eat it anymore. I had a stomach ache all the rest of the day. You know, and if you hate me for that, well, go ahead and hate me, because I'm a terrible person. Just like y'all, all right? You're all horrible people, okay? I want you all to kill yourselves immediately, right now, okay?
Yeah!
Come on.
Kill yourselves! Do it!
Just take a cigarette and stick it in your eye. Well, yeah, if you feel pain, it's because you're bad, alright? So just die and go to sleep. Okay. Then you won't have to. Alright, I see you guys don't understand the message that I'm trying to preach to you. So just.
Praise God! Praise God!
Thank you.
I think that's about it for tonight.